Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Schreier's here. Jim is a fairly new friend. He's been with us a few times before. He's a management consultant specializing in people just like you, helping them get in their organization squared away. And he is the author of a career book called Audition for Your Next Job, and many other things that he's done in his life, and that prepares him to be really smart and ready to help us today. Jim Schreier, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, sir. Glad to be back.
Good to have you back. How many books have you written?
Just the one, although I'm starting another one.
But you've
so
helped
once
other
I got
people.
The bug, I'm getting the bug.
You've helped other people with theirs, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you've got a lot of history of those sort of things. I was
yep.
telling the audience about your background a little bit before you got here, Jim, and I was talking about when I had my consulting company, how that experience, going into all those different companies, dropping into anywhere from, from almost perfection to total mayhem, seeing all that going on as in real time, and seeing where things could be fixed and where things were probably or maybe beyond repair, all that prepared me for what I do right now, and I know you feel the same way about preparing you for writing a book and for sharing some of your thoughts with us today.
Absolutely. I found very early, because my father used to take me on a tour of the manufacturing plant that he worked in.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
And I found that turned me on to just absolutely loving to tour things
how
and
things
learn
work.
About businesses from the inside.
See how things work. When I had when I worked for Xerox back in the day, I had a lot of manufacturing customers, and every time I could, I'd say, "Can I see you? Could you take me on a tour of the plant?" You know what? And they never turned me down. They were always excited to show me their plant.
Yep, and what I always said was, I don't want the nickel tour. I want the $10 tour. I want the long tour. I want the detail.
And they say wear your jeans and your old shoes, right?
Yep. And then I started doing that was very interesting, Jim, is when I started working with clients and consulting on this, I tried whenever I could, if it was possible within the safety rules or union rules or whatever, I said, look, I want to do a job.
Yeah.
I want to try something out. I've actually worked as a flight attendant.
Wow.
I've worked in the vending stand of a movie theater. I've done all kinds of things to better understand the businesses that I was consulting with.
Right, exactly. That's that's the dirty jobs scenario. All right,
yep.
So along the way, what did you learn about feedback?
Well, we could talk about feedback probably for weeks, but the biggest things that I learned fall into a couple of categories. Number one, for most employees, in their minds, whether this is true or not, but I can actually explain the data behind it, the perception is the only thing we hear about is what we do wrong. We never hear what we do right.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we know from all of the studies on what great managers do is that they catch people doing something right. Ken Blanchard talked a lot about that.
Absolutely.
We talked about finding out what you did right in the very first weeks of your job, from the Gallup research that was so good.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is, first of all, that's a very true situation for many employees. They don't hear the good stuff. They only hear the bad stuff. But then there's another interesting dynamic that complicates that, is that we actually remember negative feedback longer than we remember positive.
Mm-hmm.
We actually store it in a different part of our brains.
It hits us in a deeper place, doesn't it?
Yep.
Well, yeah, because the thing that happens with our employees, we think when they do their job and things work like they should, I should say, we think they're doing their job. What we may not know is they may have put some extra effort in that saved the day when we didn't even see it. We didn't even know it happened. And, of course, it's not our fault for not knowing what happened on any one particular day back in the warehouse or on the line on the back of the plant. But we've got to set ourselves up to be able to receive that feedback, don't we?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
How do we do that?
Well, that's the biggest lesson that I knew about, but really crystallized for the book from a standpoint of translating some lessons from the performing arts. Because performers, for the most part, are excellent at accepting feedback. They simply stand there and take it. Mm-hmm. And in fact, in most cases, they invite more. They're welcoming of the feedback. So they don't challenge it, they don't argue about it, which is what we all want to do. We get somebody who tells us something we did wrong, and we go, no, here's why I did that, we want to explain that. The best thing you can always do for feedback is simply accept it and take it. Think about it. And related to that, there's another key point that I learned along the way, and that is, who are you getting feedback from? Has somebody earned the right to give you feedback?
That's a good point.
And trusting that feedback, and by the way, sometimes ignoring something, not arguing about it, accepting it, but not necessarily doing something about it. If a restaurant took every single piece of feedback it got and made changes, they'd be changing the menu every day because somebody loves the hamburger and somebody else doesn't like that hamburger.
You've got to triage the feedback, don't you?
Correct.
And use the take advantage of the good stuff and when I say good, I mean the helpful stuff, and process the other stuff in their own time. So, what do you think about the idea? And maybe we can even spend a little time on this in the next segment. About having a feedback session regularly with your people. In other words, so let's say we had a great month. Things were, just knocked it out of the park. Instead of just saying, hey, guys, good month. Congratulations. I appreciate it. Go back there and say, all right, let's talk about what we did right. What happened that we did right? And was there anything that we did wrong that we can learn from? Because then you're going to come back in the month that it doesn't turn out so well. You're going to say, okay, we got to lick our wounds here. What happened? What do you think about that idea? I'm going to get your thoughts on that when we come back after these messages. Quick break, right back with our good friend Jim Schreier. Jim, I need your website, please.
Thank you. www.farcliffs.com. FARCLIFFS.
All right, so check it out, folks. And the new book. It's called Audition for Your Next Job by Jim Schreier. James Schreier, I think, is the actual name on the book. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.